Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist. And yes, tonight we're going to have a special guest and we're going to be talking about how to prepare your advanced directive. We'll be back in a few seconds, okay? Good evening, my Facebook friends. Well, I haven't been going live lately. Well, I think I went live yesterday, but it was just a regular thing. But good evening, my Facebook friends, YouTube friends, podcast friends, whoever, wherever you are watching and listening. And again, before I keep on going, check it out also, medbridgeeducation.com. Use the code ALTERNATIVE because you get the 40% discount if you need CEUs, continuing education units. But tonight, of course, let's talk about this real quick. Somebody sees this. If you guys, can you guys see this? There you go. It says here, you're going to be okay. Remember that, my friends. You're going to be okay. All right. Because 2 weeks ago, I wasn't okay. We were sick. Anybody out here has been sick lately? Well, anyway, you're going to be okay. Remember that. Sometimes you just have to hear that from your friend, from your therapist, from your doctor. We're going to be talking about an interview with a doctor tonight. All right, let's go ahead and introduce our special guest for tonight. Again, if you're watching live, comment live. Watching on the replay, comment replay. If you can also hear me, because I think I just plugged in my microphone. I don't know if it's working or not. Can you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? Somebody's doing that, so thank you very much if you can hear me. All right, our special guest for tonight is an ER doc. It's an actual physician, right? Says here, her name is Dr. Brittany Lamb. She's an ER doc helping caregivers of loved ones with dementia become confident in making medical decisions. I love that because she empowers people about that. So, Dr. RV, thank you very much for watching live. Appreciate you. Dr. Vitente of University of St. Augustine. Thank you very much, sir, for watching live. Appreciate you. And then I see those people in Facebook and YouTube. Thank you. But I don't think I can understand. But whoever you are, Vorngo. There you go. All right. Well, I guess for tonight is Dr. Brittany Lamb. She is from Plant City, Florida. You know, we're here in Tennessee. So cold right now. I think we're at, it's a little bit, you know, okay, 35 degrees. But I wonder what's the temperature there in Florida. And then she also has an amazing group called Dementia End of Life Care Planning. It's very important that you coordinate your care with your physicians, ladies and gentlemen. That's why she's here for tonight. She graduated her medicine or studied at Florida State University College of Medicine. Go FSU! Is that right? Is that how you say it, doctor? All right. Again, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Brittany Lamb. Where is she at? There you go, Dr.
Hi.
Brittany. There you go.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, Dr. Brittany, you please tell us who you are again? What do you do? And then how can you help us?
Yes. So I'm an ER doctor. I've been working as an attending now for almost 5 years. And I am from Florida, but I live in Virginia now. So it is cold here too. I'm sure the weather is much better in Florida right now. Although I hear they're having a cold snap. So
I thought you were in Florida. we're friends now. At least we're both cold.
So I help people create a plan for how they're going to make medical decisions on behalf of their loved one with dementia. I see a lot of issues in the emergency department, as you guys can probably imagine, people coming in and not knowing what they're going to do and having to make decisions in a crisis, you know, and not having been exposed to, you know, things that can go wrong with dementia and infections and falls and other injuries. And if you've never thought about this stuff and you don't have a background in medicine, it can be really, really hard to make a decision in the moment. I'm seeing people struggle with this. So that's what I'm trying to help people do.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Well, I've been telling you this lately, you know, I already messaged Dr. Brittany about it, and I told her this, you know, thank you very much for answering the call, because not all practitioners, physicians, whether they're nurse, physician, doctor, therapist, it's so hard to choose this niche. So why did you specifically choose this niche? You know, there's so much niche that you can choose. Why this?
That's kind of a long thing. So, I mean, I had a grandmother with vascular dementia that lived with me when I was growing up. So I was exposed to it at a young age. And then when I was in medical, or before I went to medical school, I volunteered with someone who had dementia and sat with them in their assisted living. And so I don't know, I've just always really loved old people or older folks. You know, I think that people should be respected as they age, and that there's a lot of stigma and negativity around getting older. And, you know, I just really respect the heck out of older folks, like their time capsules and, you know, walking history. And you can learn so much about people's experiences, and just, I just love talking to them. So, and then I'm very passionate about people's wishes being followed, because, you know, in the ER, we have to make really fast decisions, and people oftentimes can't communicate with us, even if they don't have dementia. You know, they're just really sick and they can't tell us what they want. And so I think it's even more important to have a plan when you have dementia. Otherwise, things may happen to you, or things may happen to your loved one that they didn't want to have happen to them. My father died of a brain cancer too, and he was on hospice in our house. And so I have some personal experience with this kind of thing too. So, I'm just really passionate about it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you very much again for sharing that. But before we keep on going.
Oh, it's 72 degrees in Miami.
Barbie City. I hate you, Dr. Vitente. Oh, by the way, your students love you, Dr. V. Well, anyway, thank you very much again, Dr. Brittany. I like what she said, ladies and gentlemen. It's so nice to interact and, you know, talk to much more mature people, older people, because you learn a lot, just like what Dr. Brittany said. You know, we learn a lot. That's the reason why we're like geriab. I just like geriatric people, too, you know, because I'm not super duper physically fit. So when I exercise with geriatrics, I feel like I'm super duper fit, but I learn a lot from them. Their experiences, there's so much stories, like what Dr. Brittany said. So speaking of stories, Dr. Brittany, you mentioned about the advanced directive, the planning and everything. When should we start doing this? I mean, I have my own personal experience. We had a hard time deciding for my dad when he was going hospice and passing away. It was really hard. So when should we start? I mean, I'm 40. I'm going to say 40 something. Okay. Do I need to start now when I'm 50s and 60s and 70s? Do I need to get a POA now? I mean, could you explain the process for that?
Yeah. So ideally, you know, people would talk to their spouses about these types of things, as, or, you know, your significant other, your partner, your family, whoever is going to make decisions for you. You know, everybody needs a durable power of attorney, and every state is different. I'm not a lawyer. I'm an emergency medicine physician, but you need to designate someone to make medical decisions on your behalf in case you're incapacitated. You know, some of us get hit by cars, or, you know, in the past 2 years, people who were really, really healthy got COVID and got really sick and were hospitalized. So you need a medical power of attorney, and you really need a financial durable power of attorney. And these kind of documents only kick in and take effect, you know, when the person loses the ability to make their own decisions. So, you know, no matter who you are, any adult in our country really does need these documents in place. And then, you know, if someone gets a diagnosis of a chronic illness like diabetes or COPD or CHF, congestive heart failure, dementia, which is what I'm trying to help people with, you need to update your your planning. So the power of attorney should always be somebody that you trust that would say what you would say if you were there and you were able to speak on your, you know, on your own behalf. So you have to be really careful who you pick, because if you pick your husband and your husband tells you, oh, I'm going to keep you alive and you're going to be on a ventilator and I'm never going to let you go, you know, that may not be what you want. And so you may need to pick your best friend who's going to, you know, be like, I knew she didn't want to live like this, or, you know, I know she wanted everything done. And so, you know, we're going to do what she wants, you know. So that's part of the answer.
Mm. So I love that. I like what you said. There are two types of POA. The medical and financial.
Yes.
That's right. Am I correct, doctor?
Yeah. Everyone should have medical and financial powers of attorney. Just every adult human in the United States, at least. I don't know how they do in other countries, but here.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Every adult human being needs to have this too, POA. Yes. I get a lot of that when I have patients coming in our clinic. I would ask that, hey, do you have a POA? Do you have advanced directive? And of course, we're outpatient clinic. When I was in home health, most of them, they have it, mm-hmm. but not all, you know, probably around 50, 60% in our home health clients. But outpatient wise, because they're highly ambulatory, they go to our clinic and everything, most of them, they don't have it. And this is perfect. You know, I'm going to share this video. So medical and financial POA. So when do we start doing this, doc? I mean, as early as now?
Yeah. I mean, I would recommend that you do it now. You know, I would recommend that you make an appointment with, most of the time these things have to be done by an attorney. There are some forms that you can do online, so you can do it on your own. And remember, I'm not an expert in this. I also have not done it for myself. So I'm completely throwing myself under the bus here right now. My husband and I just talked to him before I got on this call and said, we need to do our POAs. Mm-hmm. But you can do it online. And now there are notary services online as well. So you can do it all on your own, like through LegalZoom and stuff like that. But you can also see an attorney, but they're gonna charge you some money to see them. So
that's true.
Working
full-time in a home health agency, part of the packet that we give, there's like a list there, and all the patient needs to do is just fill it up and sign it and have it notarized or take it to their attorney. Is that enough
That's fine. Yes. Okay. Yes, that's totally fine. It has to be legal in your state. Every state is different. So I think, you know, some states may require that you have to go through an attorney, and I'm not 100% on that. You know, you have to follow whatever's going to be legal and where you live in your state. So, yeah.
Speaking of that, here in Tennessee, we know, just a quick plug, I know several geriatric lawyers that helps out. So if you need, if you're watching and listening right now here in Tennessee, if you need a lawyer, I've met and talked to some, you know, lawyers here that this is what they do. They do medical POA, and then they help out with that. So
special plug in, but lawyers also will draft living wills for people. Mm-hmm. And so a living will is a document that also comes into play when you have a terminal illness or an end stage condition, something that's very serious and is causing you, you know, to potentially die. And so that document kind of can express some of your wishes. So, you know, whether or not you would want to be on a ventilator, you would want to have CPR, you would want to have a feeding tube. Those are the most common things I see. They're all different. And you can, you can speak with a lawyer about customizing those. And there are some that are dementia specific. So you can Google like dementia specific living will, if you're somebody who's been diagnosed with dementia or your loved one has, and you want to make sure that you address those things in the living will. Because I'll tell you, in the emergency department, I can count on the number of these fingers how many times I've seen a living will in my hands. Like, they never come to the ER.
Mm.
So, and they're also very vague documents because it's all up for interpretation. You know, you roll into the ER and you're really sick. My immediate response is going to be to try to stabilize you, right? And, you know, we don't always run around looking for papers. And then, you know, how are you to know if someone who just rolled in has a terminal illness right now or has an end stage condition right now, when you will have to look through their whole medical record? you know, to kind of to piece that out, you know, and you're in healthcare, you know, when you look at someone, a lot of times we can tell, okay, this person has advanced cancer. This person's very elderly. This person has liver disease. This person has COPD. You can tell things by looking at people because we, you know, we can pick up those patterns and just on a physical exam, you know. But I have a problem with living wills because I never see them and they're very vague. If you're going to go to an attorney and have them help you with a living will, the more specific in that living will you can be, the better. And they're not experts in medical care. So they oftentimes, it's very generic, you know, do you want to be on a ventilator? Do you want CPR? Do you want a feeding tube? You know, do you want to be artificially fed and stuff like that? That's kind of what I want to help people do, is because I feel like there's this gap with these forms and not having actual education about what it means to have these medical treatments, like different medical treatments that we can do in the hospital.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I'm actually writing things down, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important that you write things down, because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually writing things down, you're actually understanding it more. And that's also the purpose of having all these advanced directives, living will. They're writing things down, and that becomes, you know, a legal document. It becomes a reality. And if that, you know, ER doctor can see it, oh, this is what I want for my mom. This is what I want for my husband or my wife. And this gets to be followed versus going along and then you didn't know what to do. And that's what happened to me and my dad, and what happened to him. We didn't know. I knew what he wanted. We were talking, but obviously my siblings believed me because I was in the medical field. But what if I wasn't in medical field and I wasn't a trustworthy person and I knew deep inside this is what my dad wanted? Would they follow me? No. But if you have, you know, something written down, you know, a medic, you know, somebody from a lawyer, a notary, or somebody, you know, from Dr. Brittany Lamb's program or whatever, boom, you can show it. When you can bring it to their primary doctor and have a record there, when they go to the hospital, they have it, obviously, together with all this 1,000 medication list. At least you have something and they can follow that. Am I correct, Dr. Lamb?
Yeah. And I think, honestly, I think what's most important is having the conversation, because, you know, if you can get on the same page with your, with the medical decision maker, the person that's going to make decisions for you, then your word is to them, you know, you've had that conversation, you have that trust built, like you know kind of what they want. It's hard to put everything on a piece of paper, and it's hard to make sure that that paper is going to be where it needs to be when things happen. So the most important thing is having conversations about this stuff. And so I would encourage everybody to do this no matter what medical problems you have. And as you go through life and obtain and pick up, you know, chronic diseases, because we all do. We all do. As we get older, we typically get diagnosed with things. You just have a conversation. But I think part of the problem is that when people are diagnosed with, let's say, COPD or heart or congestive heart failure, we're not teaching people what those diseases look like as they get worse. And so people are just reacting to them as they get worse. And I feel like people are capable of learning about what these things do to their bodies, so that they can anticipate what is potentially to come. And so they can tell their loved one, if I get to a point where I'm going to the hospital every 3 months and getting admitted, you know, because I'm requiring more oxygen because of my COPD or my heart failure, like, I think we need to think about palliative care, you know, or some other options, you know, instead of doing aggressive medical treatment, whether or not that's what they want. You know, I think people need to be given this information so they can choose for themselves.
That's very important. I don't know if you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. I like what she said. Having that conversation. Some of us here, we have a hard time just talking to our loved ones and then, oh, we'll just cross the bridge when we get there. And that's going to be so hard, ladies and gentlemen. This is the life, you know, changing situation or whatever you call that. But you need to have that hard conversation. If you take it easy right now, life is going to be hard in the future. If you take it hard right now, the decision-making in the future will be easier. Okay, did you see that? And I also like what Dr. Brittany said. Instead of reacting, we all have to be proactive. Right. Stop just reacting to that disease or that COPD or that CHF, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, when, you know, your loved ones is having difficulty breathing, or CHF, congestive heart failure. Yes, there's what you call the restorative aggressive treatment, like what Dr. Brittany is saying, but there's also what you call the palliative care. Do you really want this restorative aggressive treatment to your loved ones, or do you want this palliative care so they could be more comfortable? And that's what the goal here is, learning how to anticipate what's really going to go on. And that way you could just really take care of your loved ones. Am I correct, Dr. Brittany?
Yeah, absolutely. And palliative care, people think when they hear palliative care or hospice that, you know, we're just letting people die. And that's not what it is, right? So palliative care, you can still have treatments, and you can still, like, if you have cancer, you can still receive chemotherapy. You can still be trying to cure disease and be on palliative care. It's taking a whole look at a picture of a person and trying to make sure all of their needs are met, you know, their comfort needs, their, you know, home needs, you know, if they need PT, physical therapy, if they need speech therapy, you know, what services do they need in their home, you know? So palliative care, and then hospice. I mean, hospice is amazing. People don't take advantage of hospice soon enough, especially with dementia. You know, we're not killing people on hospice, right? The goal is to, you know, is to make people comfortable and safe and give them the resources they need, like bathing and, you know, feeding and having a hospital bed if they need it. And, you know, all these resources that we have. And yes, when people get to the end of their life, we can make sure that they're not agitated and, you know, uncomfortable with hospice. But yeah, I mean, the conversation, like you said, I mean, you either have your heart now or you have your heart later. And I really don't want you to have your heart in the ER with me, because it's not fun. And it's
emotional, right?
It is. And it's not, it's just so sad to me, because I have, you know, when it's busy, and it has been, I mean, you know, we've been really busy the past, since the summer, the volumes in the ER have gone sky high again. And it's not just been COVID, it's been everything.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, I can't even imagine going working at the ER now.
It's nuts. It's a crazy environment, right? You have, you know, you have someone who just, you know, drank too much alcohol, who's yelling, and then you have someone who, you know, can't breathe, and then you have someone who was in a car accident, you know. And so, you know, it's not a good place to have a conversation about this stuff. Although it's a passion of mine, so I do it, you know. But you also have to remember that some of us are juggling like 10, 12 patients, like all the same time, right? We're waiting for all their tests to come back. And so we can't, it's hard to have a really good quality conversation, right? And so the more you can plan and think about this stuff in advance, I think the more educated, if people want to have this knowledge, like I can tell you exactly what is going to happen to you if you have multiple urinary tract infections with dementia. I can tell you what's going to happen if you stop eating, if the person stops eating. I can tell you what happens if they get a blood clot or they have a stroke. Like, I can tell you what happens, you know? And so if people want to learn about this stuff ahead of time so they can prepare for the decisions that they're going to make, like, that's what I want to do. And I wish that we had a more widespread way to do this for people, you know, in general. But yeah.
Thank you very much again for doing this, Dr. Brittany. But before we go on a quick break, I just would like to say and talk about palliative care and then the hospice. You know, when I said that word hospice to my family when my father was passing away, everybody was like freaking out. Like, oh, she's going to die. You know, like what Dr. Brittany said, are we going to just kill dad, or are we going to kill your dad, blah, blah, blah. No, we just want him to be comfortable. You know, I mean, my brother was telling me about, you know, all the aggressive treatment. He was like resuscitated several times. Imagine that. I mean, imagine that, being pushed again and again and again on your chest, an old man.
Yeah.
Being pushed down here. I mean, I don't even want my wife to push me on my chest, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that's what we do to wake people up sometimes in the ER. You have to do a little sternal rub.
Sternal rub.
Do it on yourself.
It hurts already.
Yeah.
And then imagine being intubated again and again, because you want that aggressive restorative treatment for your loved one. Or let's just say my dad had the dialysis, and he specifically told me, your mom had dialysis, and don't ever do that to me, because I know it really hurts. I mean, some people, they can do it, you know, left and right. But he said, I don't want it. But unfortunately, he can't decide anymore. It was independent and everything.
Yeah.
And they wanted it. I said, no, I know he didn't want it. But we didn't have it in paper. So,
That's the issue, is how were you to know that he was going to wind up on dialysis? Did anyone ever tell you that he may have, you know, a kidney injury? And, you know, and I don't know anything about your dad's medical history, but we know in medicine, we know the complications that are possible for pretty much every patient, you know, because that's what we're trying to prevent, you know? So, I mean, things happen and people, you know, people are really, really sick. They can wind up needing dialysis and they never needed it before and they never need it again. But, you know, I feel for you. I mean, it's so tough.
That's so true. Well, again, we will be back in a few minutes because this is really tough. All right. We'll be back in a few seconds.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for watching live. We appreciate you watching on replay, comment replay. And that is HelloNote. Check it out, HelloNote.com. If you need the documentation system in your clinic or physical therapy clinic, check it out. And of course, check out our website, jerryhabjackson.com, where we provide the exceptional physical therapy services, one-on-one physical therapy services. And we also do group exercises. I actually taught the group exercise today. You know, it was like amazing. I was like being Richard Simmons, right? So yeah, tonight we're interviewing Dr. Brittany Lamb. She's an ER doc and advocating on how to prepare your advanced directive for your loved ones. Where's she at? There you go. All right, doctor, Dr. Brittany. Doc, I got like two or three more questions. I know you're very busy there in Virginia. What is the biggest challenge you're encountering right now as an ER doc? And how does one handle that challenge? You know, how can we handle that?
I mean, there's a lot of issues. I mean, right now we're having issues with nursing shortages, you know, and lots of patients coming into the hospital. And so, I mean, that's kind of specific to our area. I know that that's a national issue. You know, how do we handle that? I mean, we need more young people to come into medicine, you know, and be trained and be passionate about this and be willing to do these hard jobs that are really important for our communities. And then, you know, I mean, my biggest challenge in the ER is this issue that I'm talking about, is that I see people that don't have the knowledge to make decisions ahead of time. And I see them suffering and feeling like regret and guilt about the things that they have to choose for the person that can't speak anymore, and very much with dementia. So, I mean, I'm trying to meet the challenge by just putting myself out there and offering my services. So I'm creating a program to try to help people work through this and then have some support with me as they go through this program I'm developing.
Perfect. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Is there any program where we can reach out to you, like a class or a webinar or a course that we can get through your website?
I'm in the beginning phases of this journey of like being in this space and helping you guys and helping people who are caring for people with dementia do this type of work. And so I don't have a website. I have Facebook right now, and you can absolutely reach out to me on Facebook. You can join my Facebook group and ask me questions in there. You can send me messages on Facebook as well, and I'll do my us to get back with you. But I think, you know, if you're interested in putting in the time and making this, you know, taking action on this and putting in a plan for your loved one, you know, if you've already gone through the steps where you have a financial plan, you've met with someone, you've done your trust, you've done your will, you have your POA, and you're now at the phase where you want to be protected and have peace of mind and be able to make these decisions and have, you know, me help you kind of with some guidance along the way. I mean, just reach out to me and then we can talk more about, you know, what it looks like to work with me. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And in the future, I would love to have, you know, a webinar or class or something. I'm thinking about all these things. And so I want to reach and impact as many people as I can, but I also have to be mindful of my own time. I'm still working full time in the ER and, you know, I have to sleep and recover and, you know, and it's a tough job. And so, we're just kind of seeing what happens with all this, but I'm very, very excited about it.
There you go. Well, self-care is still very important. Self-care, ladies and gentlemen, is not selfish. All right. Self-care is very important. So speaking of self-care, Dr. Brittany already mentioned, speaking of self-care, part of the self-care is having an advance directive for your loved ones, because once you've taken care of that today, you won't have to worry about that in the future. So you take care of it now, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out to Dr. Brittany on how, and she will guide you how to get your POA, both medical and financial. She's going to walk you through it. And she doesn't have a website yet, but reach out to her on her Facebook and also in our group here. She is actually a moderator of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group. And she's doing Facebook Live already in our group, sharing her videos and everything. You reach out to her, talk to her and everything. Dr. Brittany, any last parting wisdom or any kind of, you know, knowledge that you can share for our group?
Yeah, I think just the big thing is that, you know, if you're making medical decisions for someone who has dementia and they're not able to do so anymore, just remember that, you know, you're doing the best that you can, right? And like you said in the beginning, everything is going to be okay. I mean, it's going to work out. You just need to think about what they would say if they were able to talk to you. If they were there physically present with you making these decisions, what would they say? Speak for them.
There you go. Thank you again very much, Dr. Brittany. Appreciate you. Again, where can they reach you? I know you don't have a website. I know Facebook.
Yes,
Dr. Brittany Lamb.
If you just, you know, if you just type my name in, Brittany Lamb, I have my personal profile is public, so you can reach me there. You can friend me or follow me. And then I do have a business page that's Brittany Lamb MD. And then my Facebook group, it's linked on my page, my business page, and also my personal profile as well. So,
Well, thank you very much for being easily reached, you know, just straight up Facebook, just like me. I'm just like Facebook. A lot of people say, well, where can reach you? Well, just reach out to me on Facebook.
Yeah, it's easy right now. And later on, we'll do a website and all that stuff. And I'm on LinkedIn too, but I mean, it's just Facebook is easier, I think.
I know. And then we got more audience that we're reaching out through Facebook. You know, we got the Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group. So again, thank you very much again, Dr. Brittany, for answering the call. I know it's pretty late in your time there. Again, thank you very much. But before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find people that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. Tonight, I feel like I'm awesome. I feel like I want to be like an ER doc now, right? So you got to make sure you find. You got to be meaningful, specific. You cannot just be a wandering generality. If you become a wandering generality, guess what? You're going to be like a zombie, like, oh. You got to be meaningful, specific. And take care of the advance directive of your family member. It's very, very important. I think I'm going to have to do it now. I'm going to ask Dr. Brittany and guide me, okay? And next letter is letter A on the word FAST. Letter A is take action. All this stuff that we're doing is not going to do me good. It's not even going to do Dr. Brittany good. Look at that. She took out the time of the day. It's really nighttime already. I think it's around 10 o'clock in her time zone. And she's still doing this. She's taking action to help us out, to reach and to educate us out. So take action by reaching out to Dr. Brittany. Take action by, you know, Google her, BrittanyLambMD.com, how to prepare advanced directives. So take action. It doesn't have to be perfect. It looks like it's overwhelming, but just do one at a time. You start with, you know, reaching out to Dr. Brittany, and then maybe next is the medical POA, the financial POA, and then you'll go from there, and then you can take care of the of your loved one. Okay. Next letter is letter S. Share and subscribe. The more shares and the more subscription for Dr. Brittany Lam's website or her Facebook page, the better. Because the more shares, the better. You know why? It may not be applicable to you, but it could be applicable to someone else. All right. So share her videos. I've been sharing her videos because I'm learning also. All right. So keep on sharing her videos. And last but not least is letter T is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, that's like what Dr. Brittany's doing. She's teaching us. The more you're going to understand it more. Again, thank you very much. Again, thank you very much, Dr. Brittany. Appreciate you. Again, thank you. I think we need to do this at least once a month, right?
I'd love to talk about anything anyone wants more information about. I mean, just send me ideas of things you want me to talk about. And I mean, I'm happy to help. Yeah.
And then maybe we could do a big webinar someday for our group, just a 30-minute hour webinar, you know, walk them through about, the actual POA thing, state specific, I don't know, just a generic one. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Again, thank you very much again, Facebook friends. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. And we'll see you later, Facebook and podcast and Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group friends. Bye-bye.